The Miracles of Jesus, Chapter 34. Miracles and the Laws of Nature. The controversy over miracles never ceases, and strangely enough, it is professed Christians that seem to have the most difficulty and the most hazy ideas. It is not a matter of no concern or of light importance, for while none but God can ever understand the secret of miracles, the man who disbelieves in their existence, or who, professing to believe in them, thinks that they are a violation of law, has lost the mainspring of all Christian hope and progress. We have before us these words in a Christian newspaper. It is a law of nature that a man can only die once, and a law of nature that the dead cannot come back to life. In the case of Lazarus, the laws of nature are therefore set aside. But as a matter of fact, death is not according to the law of nature, but the transgression of it. The law of nature, the law of all the universe, is the life of God, and so it is strictly in accordance with law that men live, and that even the dead are brought to life. The resurrection of the dead is an exhibition of the perfect working of law that has been violated. It is the putting of the law of nature into perfect operation, and this settles the case for all miracles, for death is the sum of all things contrary to the great law of nature, and the resurrection of the dead is the greatest of all miracles. Therefore, the resurrection of the dead serves as the demonstration of the universal truth that all miracles are not contrary to the law of nature, but are the free working of law. It is this that is our positive assurance of victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.